time again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week, we have Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent, Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising, a former Republican lawmaker, and Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in Augusta as a Democrat. They spoke, as ever, with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. Republican Susan Collins of Maine says the Senate may need to see President Trump's tax returns, or at least one committee of the Senate. Collins is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating allegations that the Russian government tried to influence the outcome of the November election. She says she and her colleagues will get to the bottom of any improper connections between President Trump, his campaign aides, and Russia. And appearing on Maine Public Radio's Maine Calling program yesterday, Collins was asked if she would support a subpoena to get the president's tax returns.
I don't know whether we will need to do that. If it's necessary to get to the answers, then I suspect that we would.
Politically, Cynthia, this is not a direct, immediate call for a subpoena on the part of Collins, but it does open the door.
Oh, sure. And if the committee is going to be discussing the merits of having information, I can't imagine that they would agree not to subpoena the tax returns. And if there is a vote, it seems like it has to be a unanimous vote of the committee. And Senator Collins is essentially, in my opinion, doesn't really have a choice. I mean, of course, she has to support a committee vote to subpoena the president's tax returns if there's any inkling that there's it may reveal evidence of what they're investigating, which is an improper connection or any connection between Donald Trump and his various businesses and the Russian government. And just I would like to point out that it was my prediction when we were here in December that there would be a finding of connection between the Trump campaign and the Russians. So that's just blowing my own horn.
All right, we'll go back and check the tapes.
Yes, please do.
Meredith, Cynthia says Susan Collins has no choice. Do you agree?
For the most part, I do. I think the one thing that she will bring to the conversation is to be very thoughtful in how the committee proceeds. I think, you're not going to see her being the first one out there. In the end, they will try to have a unanimous vote, and she will, I think, at that point, need to kind of go along.
Dick, she's getting pummeled from the progressives. She's getting pressure from her own party, and she's even getting some heat from supporters, maybe Democrats who are disappointed in her treatment of these cabinet nominees. She's in a lonely place in some ways for being someone with a lot of power.
Keith, I listened to the whole Maine Calling interview, and I have to say how deeply impressed I was with Senator Collins. At a time in politics when so many people on both sides, and I'm not saying universally, but the sense in which people are now do politics by grandstanding, Susan Collins came across, and I believe it's truly what she is, she came across as somebody who rolls up her sleeves, is honest, who works on the problem. I thought she was really wonderful yesterday.
The real question is whether or not there's going to be a need for a subpoena. I mean, if it comes down to a vote on whether the committee should subpoena the president, that means that conversations between the leadership in Congress and the president have broken down and that the president refuses to turn over the tax returns voluntarily. That's the bigger story, is what's the Trump, what's Trump going to do about his tax returns? We're no longer in a campaign. I mean, I think there's a general expectation that people in America should not be afraid or ashamed of their tax returns. This is something that, everyday Americans have to produce all the time. And so the question isn't whether or not Senator Collins is going to vote to subpoena the tax returns. It's whether or not the president of the United States is going to refuse an investigative committee access to his tax returns.
So that's one issue. But I do want to come back to her participation in Maine Calling yesterday, where a whole range of issues were covered. And just to take the Affordable Care Act as an example, she is getting into the details of so many of the aspects of the Affordable Care Act that are good and that should be preserved. And she's trying to negotiate the feasible where it goes from here that isn't blowing up the whole healthcare system. So, again, it was on issue after issue. I thought she did a really wonderful job.
Cynthia, why is she bearing the brunt of discontent here, more so than Angus King, Shelley Pingree, or Bruce Poliquin, who really hasn't even weighed in at all on some of these issues?
I think she's the only member of Congress whose vote is not a given on any given issue, whereas you can pretty much expect where Congressman Poliquin is going to vote. You can expect where Congresswoman Pingree is going to vote. Angus King, you know, I know he likes to call himself a Democrat. He, for the most part, is a Democrat when it comes to voting. I think Senator Collins, she's one of, you know, there's 52 Republicans. And so her vote, if she goes against her party, and that is what I think a lot of the discontent that we're hearing about is directed at. It's directed at the Republicans who have taken over and who are either supporting Donald Trump in his, you know, chaotic beginning of the presidency or not doing enough or doing too much. And so it's Senator Collins is really the only one whose vote can possibly tip the scales.
It's also true that she's acting as a true independent, but is doing it from a position of being in the Republican Party rather than being a true independent. And therefore, the Republicans aren't happy. And the Democrats can't be happy because she's a Republican. And so she's – and I think she's probably has to stay in the Republican Party because that's where she gets her influence and power and ability to be in these influential roles. But she truly is acting as, you know, a thoughtful, independent voice. And I was proud to hear it.
One-word answer, despite all of this pressure from all sides politically, is she emerging – a winner? Is it an upside for her in the end? Or do we know yet, Cynthia?
Winner.
Yeah, winner for Maine, winner for us.
Susan Collins doesn't need this job, and she has the potential to be just central in being independent and free. She's a winner.
All right. Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.
See you next
week. Have a great week.
And you can find that interview with Susan Collins at mainepublic.org in both audio and video form.